This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So, Nolan McGraw, we like to nitpick and speculate as to why things take place. And is it 20 pounds of muscle? Is it 10 pounds of muscle? Maybe 10 pounds of onion rings? I don't really know. That wasn't there. But is this a concerning thing that Adape Owe is 20 pounds overweight? Keep in mind, we're still 2 months away from training camp, too, by the way.
Well, no. I mean, this seems like it was a calculated decision. Says he did it on purpose, explained, whereas in the past, I think he was a little more focused on speed, you know, staying lean and trying to get after the quarterback as fast as possible. But I think he said he put on a little more bulk, maybe help him out in the run game a little bit. I don't know. I mean, if it pays off, who are we to judge?
Sure.
And to be honest, I feel like this time of year, this is that one story that we're always grasping at. Lamar was the guy last year. How does he look?
It's so annoying.
You know, and actually, yeah. I mean, at least that one, you could at least tie into, well, he was getting caught by some of the defenders a year prior. Maybe he feels like it'll make him faster. But at what cost? You're kind of weighing that against, you know, durability, being able to take hits and everything. Now, obviously, for Lamar, it paid off. We'll see what happens for Owe.
Yeah, if he comes in looking like Jabba the Hutt, that's one thing. And if he fails the conditioning test, then we've got an issue. But if he did it as a calculated thing to maybe set the edge a little bit better, maybe win one-on-one battles with more strength than quickness, and because he's developed some moves there under the guidance of Chuck Smith where he can do some things. But I don't see it being a big deal. And let's not forget, too, Nolan, once they get out there in August, you're sweating your you-know-whats off. You know, 10 pounds is going to drop quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he's obese showing up. Just, you know, is it muscle mass designed to improve his game and take him to another level here?
He's also not doing it on his own. You know, he didn't just wake up one morning and he's like, let me tack on 20. I mean, he consulted the team.
Right.
You know, yeah,
we're at a donut tack.
Sure, he went to Harbaugh, went to the strength and conditioning staff. They helped him bulk up the right way, not just crushing donuts. I mean, you got to do it the right way. So the team, I'm sure, was all on board. He wouldn't be doing it if the team didn't sign off on it, or a guy like Chuck Smith said, hey, I think you're right. This could help you. This could take your game to another level.
Now, we heard from Mark Andrews a couple of days ago as well, looking at free agency. Ton of players looking at potential free agency for the Ravens heading into this. Well, let's get to, you know, the second OTAs, but you get the point. There are a lot of people in line for big paydays, and you know, Lamar's going to renegotiate his deal. Then you got Linderbaum, you got Kyle Hamilton, et cetera, et cetera. But Adape Owe, his contract situation, potential free agency, how's that weighing on you right now? No pun intended, if it does at all.
Obviously, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, be the best player for the team. I would be crazy to say that's not something looming in the back of my mind. But, you know, every year I try to get better, try to be better than I was last year. So, to be honest, that's really what I'm focused on. I know if I do that, it's going to take care of itself.
Yeah, chips will fall where they may, and he might get paid. Could it be in Baltimore, though, with other people maybe in front of the line. But let's look at last year. You know, 10 sacks, as we said. He had 13 total sacks in his first 3 years. And almost matched that in just one season. And win rates and all of that. That talk about analytics now being part of the football equation instead of just looking at the hard and fast numbers. You know, he's gotten better at that. I mean, he was a guy a year ago we were talking about, hey, he might not be on the team next season. Ravens finished second in the NFL in sacks. But 2 years ago when they led the NFL, Nolan, they seemed more dominant in that area where a wide array of guys could come in. But you got to be satisfied with what he did, but enough to the point where you think that's a way as opposed to an outlier where he just, you know, blind squirreled it for a season.
Right, and you mentioned he's not the only one with a pending contract, obviously all the tight ends, but it seems to me that somebody's definitely getting the franchise tag next year.
Sure.
And probably either Isaiah Likely or Adafe Owe, depending on which one they think they have a better chance of working a long-term deal out with. If they can only keep one, then we have a whole nother debate. But for Owe, your value really isn't going to go down. Unless he had like a season-ending injury, there's no way his value goes down. If he comes up short of 10 sacks, I think his value still is going to plateau at the very least with how highly valued pass rush is in this league. So it's going to be tough. When you give a guy a long-term deal, you're paying for future performance, not past performance. And with him, it's a little tricky to map out.
Now, we'll ask Jonas this too, and you mentioned the franchise tag. Jonas Schaefer coming up in a couple of minutes. They picked up the option for Hamilton, didn't for Linderbaum. So we're assuming that both will get taken care of here at some point, because if they can't come to an agreement with Linderbaum, I'm guessing the franchise tag could be in his reality, too.
Right. Possibly. And that's why when we start talking about this year, like what's the order of importance, Lamar, Linderbaum, Hamilton, I'd almost put Linderbaum at the top just to get that out of the way. That way you're not in danger of getting the next offseason where you still have to potentially talk to a Lamar and a Hamilton. And now you're trying to get him done under the gun because you don't have the luxury of another year with him. So to me, he would be top priority. Just get it done with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.